everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy May 24th to you. Today's topic is perfection. And the quote is an Italian proverb. He that will have a perfect brother must resign himself to remaining brotherless. Wow, look at that. Here's what Linda has to say. Why do those closest to us sometimes refuse to act the way we would like them to? Why aren't they always exactly the people we would like them to be? We have many friends, and oddly, not one of them is perfect. We love them all, however, as much for as in spite of their imperfections, which is a good thing. For if we demanded perfection, we would have no friends. Okay, first of all, let's pause here. What the heck is perfection? I remember back in the day. Yes, I'm going back. I'm going back to Detroit. Okay, so you know how long it's been. It's been over 20 years. Can't take the roots out of her, though. All right, so there was an author, Dr. Lorraine Lafferty, who wrote a book about perfectionism. But the point of the matter is she did an extensive study about perfectionism. And what really is perfectionism? I mean, what really is perfect? And who wants to be perfect? Perfect is a means of controlling. And there's no room for anything. Again, it's one of those things that just sucks the joy out of everything. If everything has to be so perfect, but perfection based on whose perception? If my idea of perfect is different than somebody else's idea of perfect, then we don't have any perfection, right? All right. It's a means for control. Here's the affirmation of the day. Oh, you want to know, before we go on to the affirmation of the day, there's another thing I want to talk about. Perfection. So if you had somebody in your life who constantly criticized you because you couldn't do anything right, you might have some challenges with perfectionism. The need to be perfect, rooted in the need for approval from somebody, like a parent. There's deep inner work with each one of these. There's deep inner work. So we need to ask ourselves the question, where in my life do I strive for perfection? Where in my life do I expect perfection? I guess that's the real question. Where in my life do I expect perfection? And why do I expect it? Where did that come from? Where? And is that something I still want to hold? Have I become brotherless? Have I become friendless? Good questions to ask. I think so. All right. It's not about me. It's about you. So here's the affirmation. Yes, moving along. There's no reason anyone should be perfect just for me. I like my friends and my family just the way they are. It reminds me of that Billy Joel song. I love you just the way you are. Do-do-do. Yes. Yes, I like and I love my friends and family just the way they are. And I love you just the way you are. You show up every week. We're so grateful. So thank you so much. And yes, there was another country, Honduras. Honduras is one of the newest countries. So thank you so much to our listeners all around the world and including Honduras. Thank you so much for being here. Because you want to know what's coming next. We're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.